this is it. I have my rusty knife. And I have you here strapped to my table. All you sluts and whores walking around my streets, dirtying everything up. It's time for me to clean. Me, Mrs. Hyde. Yes, I am short and I am ugly, but I am better than you. You, who prostitute yourself for money. What kind of peasant would debase herself to the point where she would allow someone to pay her to have sex with her? How utterly filthy. No, yes, the tiny little devil, will have to do something about that, won't I? What? Wait, no. No, see, I'm supposed to have all night. No, no, he's not supposed to come out yet. No, see, I'm supposed to take my rusty knife and I'm supposed to slice up this whore. Not actually, grow taller. No, no, my teeth. No, my beautiful crooked teeth. They're becoming straighter and whiter like a normal person. No! How am I still getting taller? I maybe never realized how tall she was. Especially with her perfect fucking posture. Maybe if I hurry, I can finally just take the knife and just... Oh! Damn it! Oh, my... My chest is pushing out. She may let you out, but... I will hunt you down and I will release you? No! Much too tall for this outfit! I'm Dr. Jekyll. I am so, so sorry about this. Oh, my. I mean, she did pick a very pretty prostitute. Right, let you go. So sorry. Yes. I appear to be naked. Of course. She still hasn't figured out that I outgrow almost every outfit that she wears. Because she is so much shorter than I am. I am so sorry. Listen. You should probably run. No. Hands off of the breasts and run. No.
Cans don't belong there either. Unless you're trying to awake a different beast within me. Huh. Which it definitely feels like you are. You may want to be on your way before I can't resist you anymore. Oh, God. Oh, your tongue feels very nice right there, lady, but really, really now is not right the time. I know that you're trying to thank me for letting you go, but okay, just make it quick. Experienced that at you've experienced that and you should be on your way. Yes. Next time. Right.